Yeah, let's give it up for Liquid IV.
Yeah.com,
baby. Promo code Nooners over there is going to get you 20% off your first order. Rage this weekend, jobless on accident. I feel like it was an accidental rage this weekend.
Yeah.
And I needed some Liquid IV to start off the day. I start every day with a Liquid IV. Our kids are using Liquid IV.
Yes.
They've got the new and improved sugar-free Liquid IVs as well. And Pear is back. Pear is back. That's my favorite. Pear was my favorite there. Big fan. But hanging out, watching sports, hanging out with the friends and all that other stuff. You start boozing, you lose track of time, and then you're like, oh, shit. I need to rehydrate for the week. Got to pop in that Liquid IV. Are you a daily girl? Because I don't see you every single morning all the time.
Yeah, I'm a daily girl. So I do one of the sugar-free grapes or the sugar-free apple, which are my new faves, in 24 ounces.
Okay.
So it is supposed to be just in, they say, like, put a packet in 16 ounces.
16 ounces of water.
And that's going to hydrate you double. I put in the 24 ounce, maybe onesie or twosie.
Yeah.
And go through the day.
Yeah,
it's life changing.
I call it Hydration Monday here on the show because it's one of those things where, again, you go hard over the weekends, you got the kids, you're not eating great, you're boozing with some friends or whatever, and then boom, reset on Mondays, pop in the Liquid IV and you're good to go. But it's a little pouch. That's it. You're ripping open, popping into liquid, 16 ounces or more. And you're good to go. Super easy there. Three times the electrolytes. No artificial sweeteners. 8 vitamins and nutrients. Non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Yeah, JB!
Yeah!
We're back, baby!
We are back.
We're back.
We are back.
We had quite the journey, didn't we?
We really did. You had a closet toilet paper roll moment.
Yeah, well. We all did. That was a trip, dude.
It was a trip.
That was a trip for sure. Started off in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday, did the final testing for Hard AF Seltzer for the new flavors, Pina Colada. And watermelon. By the way, go to hardafseltzer.com right now. We have 180 cases left. So that's it. Out with the old, in with the new. If you have not tried the old ones, get them now because they will be gone in the next 2 weeks. And that's it. I'm sorry. We're not going back.
We tried.
We might be going back.
My favorite, the biscuit and gravy flavor. You guys didn't like it.
Nope. Didn't like it. Didn't approve that one.
I just thought, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a fun one.
Yeah.
If you get that essence of the sausage.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Smell up front. And then like a creamy kind of finish.
Sure. That's where you're
so
at
we
with
didn't
that,
do
huh?
that one. We didn't do that one.
Okay.
Did pina colada and watermelon.
We did. We did the peener, the watermelon, the ready to rock. However, during the tasting process, you're trying to dial in like the final formula and flavoring for it. And you had brought a camera and a microphone and everything. You were like, oh, we should film this. And I was like,
I thought it was like the canning, like the whole thing.
No,
it wasn't.
You're in a high school lab. It feels like chemistry class in high school. Bunch of beakers. You're in a room. What, one window maybe? No windows maybe?
Yeah. A soda stream that's like not working.
Yeah. And whenever you're trying cups, new flavors like that, you're going through endless rounds of them. Now, when you have an 8% seltzer like this, the biggest problem is you have about 36 cups.
Yeah.
You looked at me at one point during this process and you were like, oh shit, is this what it's like? And I was like, yep, you're just going to keep tasting the same variation with a slightly different.
Yeah, why is it that like at a wine tasting, for example, you get way more drunk than like drinking a whole bottle? I don't know.
Well, I think
it's the sipping. It's the,
you found out why they have one of those spitz troughs,
right?
At a wine tasting.
Yeah.
Same with this, where they're like, hey, you don't have to drink this all, you know? And you just keep putting them down. Then all of a sudden you're 36 cups later. I remember the brewer looking at me at one point and he goes, oh my God, I'm gonna have to take a nap after this.
Yeah.
And I was like, can you make it home? And he goes, no, we keep a couch in the back for clients like you guys.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, some of these ABVs aren't this high. And he goes, I'm gonna have to take a nap after this. I'm sorry. And I was like, no problem. Don't worry about it. And then we got out of there. We got to go to all the stores. Man, we are in, Bob, you can check this on hardafseltzer.com. I think we're in 83 stores in Tennessee. The wild part was, because we were driving up to Ohio State after that for a tailgate party at Big Dick Danoff's tailgate at Ohio State. So we loaded up the rental full of cases. We're literally in every store in Tennessee, I feel like.
83 on the dot.
83, yeah, okay.
It did feel like. As far as every single gas station we stopped at,
liquor store, mm-hmm. Total Wine, any, like, mm-hmm. Bearden's beer markets, man, packed, tons, you name it, we are there, and it's awesome. Like, we just kept driving around. I was like, oh, hey, here it is. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. And it was cool, and it's a nice little reminder of what you did versus all the heartache you go through and phone calls and failures and all that other stuff. And you're like, this is awesome. Then we went to Ohio State, raged, and everybody was waiting for the seltzer. Some people hadn't tried it up there. People blacked out.
Yeah.
It was a man that was found in bushes afterwards near the stadium.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Didn't crumpled up cans. He was the guy who was shotgunning him, which I said, you don't want to do that.
Oh, I steered clear of him. Anytime I see something like that, I kind of inch away and find someone else to talk to. But fun time. What a fun time.
It was a blast. Ohio State won.
Danoff's the best.
If you're watching right now, we greatly appreciated it. I sent him a text message earlier and just said, hey, dude, thanks for everything. It was a fucking blast. I'll thank him again on Drinking Bros today. But a lot of fun to be had. And then the Texas game is on Saturday, University of Texas against Alabama. That point spread is going through the roof right now. Could not bet that early. And three touchdowns is what they're favored by. So could be bad for the University of Texas.
I just want to say Ruben, because he always comes in hot with like just something gross.
Sure.
For me to read.
Yeah.
He says, Jables does love a creamy finish.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Rube, you're always fucking disgusting.
You're
always fucking disgusting.
Maybe save it.
Right?
You know?
Right?
Maybe save it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had a lot of fun. I actually snuck in a full six pack of like a bandolier into the game on a belt.
Yes.
Which was awesome. That beer belt that was $10, that's like a joke at like Spencer's. I actually got one of those to take a six in the game.
Yeah.
So we could take all the photos and have fun with it inside the game. And it was dicey there, Japes.
Yeah.
You did not want me to do it.
I don't like to break the rules, as you know. And I get very embarrassed and sweaty and scared. And so I'm not the one you want with you when you're trying to like pull something off like that, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm just like about to tell on you at any moment. Like if anyone gives me a look, I'm about to be like, he has it, you know.
He did it.
He did it. Yeah.
Snitch.
Yeah. I'm not the one. I just like to go in, you know, into the game, buy some beers, you know, get some food,
but
have a good time.
It's a big game, right?
Sure.
Once you have those 8%, I can't go back, and I don't want to.
Right.
Therefore, I got the little belt, I tied it on, got a full 6 in, and I even took an old sweatshirt that I didn't care about that I knew I was leaving at the game, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Tied that around the back so it looked like I had this huge dump truck ass,
yeah.
Knowing that nobody's going to touch me. Nobody's going to feel up a dude's ass.
Right.
Walking into a game.
Or be like, hey, that guy's butt looks pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it looked like Delco. Like, you know, just a guy who does squats all the time for a living. Like, it looked like a nice ass.
It looked like a shelf.
I don't really have an ass. Therefore, this made me look like a, you know.
Just normal.
All right, sweet. Hey.
Yeah.
You got pumps. You get some pump on occasionally. You
right.
Get some pump on. Got it into the game. Raged, and then everybody and their mother was there. Jesus Christ, that was like a celebrity who's who down
yeah.
there.
Yeah, yeah.
Which we'll talk about later.
Yeah, and what I said was like, that's a lot of pressure.
Sure
they're
is.
They're kids, well, man.
Fuck them.
If LeBron's you fucking standing
play?
Right there watching you, like you're gonna fucking be nervous, right? Like, there's no way not to be. If you're NFL,
yeah.
fine. But
yeah.
if you're in fucking college, like, come on.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, endless. When Joey Burrow walked into the game, people went nuts. And then you lock eyes with the quarterback, and it's like, hey, dude, I was a backup here, motherfucker, and I was in the Super Bowl last year. Do something. And
right.
that guy's a gangster, dude.
Yeah.
But even the look in his eyes, just walking around as a spectator and a fan, you look at Joe Burrow, and you're like, that's that fucking dude, man.
Sure.
Shit. That guy's sure. fucking cool.
And little tiny sunglasses.
Yeah.
Real tiny ones.
Little tiny glasses. You know, it was a 7:30 game. So there was still, you know, a hint of sun coming into the stadium at that point. He knew.
Mm-hmm.
Damn right he knew.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's a pimp, man.
Sure.
There was a ton of people. They were like the Golden State Warriors were there. I looked over at one point and I looked on the bench and I was like, is that Andre Iguodala? And it sure was. And I was like, what the fuck are the Golden State Warriors doing at this game? Like, all on the Ohio State sideline. It was wild. Man,
anyways, they could really have fucked the game up. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Good for you. Glad
it's
you
on
were
the
on
kids. That like play. You that's what you're getting paid for. And they're actually getting paid. And some of them are making just as much as those NFL players. So I don't want to hear
right,
it.
But they're kids.
Tough shit. You take the money. That's what it is. But yeah, it was a blast. Weather held out. Big Dick Danoff's tailgate always comes through. Tons of amazing food and people and everything else. And shout out to everybody who came. Again, we'll be at University of Texas versus Alabama on Saturday. Working on that tailgate now. We'll let you know on the show throughout the week as we go on. But when we got back, I'm kind of looking over like what the hot stories are for our show and what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
This Don't Worry My Darling. What's the name of it?
Don't Worry Darling.
Whatever, dude. That shit's getting wild. And I can't figure it out.
Is it getting wild?
It appears.
Or is it just
appeared that Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine last night.
Yeah, I love the headline. Internet divided over whether Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine or not.
What do you think when you watch the footage? I'll tell you what
I
think.
Yeah.
You think he did?
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
It was because of both of their demeanors after.
Okay.
And during.
Okay.
I mean, are we going to watch? I mean, we can do a play-by-play if you want.
Yeah. So there it is right there on the screen right there. That's when he appears to spit on him. And then he sat down. I viewed it as like a couple buddies and maybe a joke, hopefully.
Do we if we have a video of it?
Yeah,
we
get the video.
Okay. Yeah.
It's so all
it
over
just,
Twitter.
I mean, if you don't.
It looked like he went like this. But didn't actually spit on him. But, you know, maybe more or less a joke, hopefully. I don't. Why would those two be in a beef over anything? That's what I don't really understand. I guess
I don't know why any of these motherfuckers are in a beef with each other.
I do.
The entire cast
is in a beef with
one another.
Yeah. Okay, rewind that there. All right, so here he walked in.
He spits on him. Chris Pine looks down like, "What, bud? Are you going to make me react to this? I'm not going to react, not going to react, not going to react. I'm going to smile, laugh to myself, And then Harry Styles is acting like kind of like, mm-hmm.
But was it a joke to where it's two buddies who are fucking around with each other because now they've seen the movie 10 times a piece?
They don't seem to be buddies after. I mean, you'd think there'd be a little bit of a laugh together at some point, but it was not.
So he picks up his phone as if to say, like, oh, hey, I don't really care or anything his else glasses. Going on.
His glasses.
That was Chris Pine. So Chris Pine took his glasses, put his glasses on. So right when the movie starts, there's also another shot of Chris Pine. A second before the lights go down, he puts on his sunglasses and you're like, why? The lights were off and like the whole cast and crew now is so fucking weird for this movie that I don't know what to think anymore. Homegirl didn't go to the press junket at all.
Mm-mm.
Florence Pugh.
Mm-mm.
She was like, I'm not doing that bullshit. Now the two of them did. And then Harry Styles starts talking. Did you hear his presser?
No.
Oh, that was real fun because Chris Pine was next to him. Keep scrolling through. Type in Chris Pine on Twitter.
Is that when he's zoned out
just
or whatever?
Zoned out looking up at the ceiling. Because the quotes that were coming out of Harry Styles' mouth were so weird that you're like, oh, you've never acted before. Like, you've never really done any of this before. He goes, you know, it's like a movie, like a real movie.
Oh.
Chris Pine was like, oh, boy. I mean, what are we doing here, bud? Because people forget Chris Pine is old. He's from old Hollywood. You know that, right?
Yeah.
His dad was on fucking Chips, for Christ's sakes.
Oh, okay.
So he's been around it his entire life. He's pretty much over all the things and, you know,
sure.
Has a huge gray beard throughout most of his life when he doesn't have to do anything. I mean, he just does not give a fuck about anything. So,
right.
Yeah. Here's the footage of him during this.
You know, my favorite thing about the movie is like it feels like a movie. It feels like a real like, you know, go to the theater, film movie that, you know, you kind of the reason why you go to watch something on the big screen.
It feels like a real.
I just
movie,
hate like here's like another thing that I hate. Like, I hate that we're talking about this. Do you know what I mean? There's some things that everyone talks about that I just like hate that we're fucking talking about.
Uh-huh.
I hate that they, because some of this is calculated and some of it is real and not real. And I just fucking hate that they got us. I hate it.
Can I tell you something you might hate more? Something's been lost
in
all this.
Yeah, make me
something's,
hate it more.
Something's been really lost
please,
in all this.
What's that? What do we got, Bobby?
So Florence Pugh and Zach Braff broke up.
Right.
Mmm.
Now, I noticed something interesting.
Please.
Yeah.
Nick Kroll was being very friendly with Florence Pugh all through the very flirty, very...
What's going on with Nick Kroll?
Now, Nick, was that Nick Kroll? Was he in the movie?
Yes, he's in the movie. And Harry Styles kissed him during the premiere and like a joke and all that stuff.
Here's another thing, Bob, that they're doing to get me to fucking talk about this bullshit.
Watch. Here we go. So here's Harry Styles right after the movie's over. And then he turns and goes up to Nick Kroll here. If this is the shot, Bobathy.
I'm not sure. But Kroll was like...
Very flirty
with Pugh the whole time. Next to her the whole time.
Ugh.
Him and... I think this clip starts late, but at one point when the movie ends, he's like motioning to her, to Florence Pugh, like, oh, she's incredible. Look, this is right after that. Like, he's like... Ugh. Showing her, and then there's another flirty one where Florence Pugh's on the red carpet for this, and like real photographers are taking pictures of her, and then Nick Kroll runs up with Chris Pine, like, oh,
oh gosh, you're so guys. Like, oh gosh, look at them. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. it just doesn't. Doesn't seem real. It's been calculated from the beginning. If she didn't think this movie was good enough, she shouldn't have fucking, you know, made it. She shouldn't have put it out if it's not good enough on its own without her, Olivia Wilde, the worst person ever.
Here we go.
She might be. Okay, so here's this. Oh,
Nick,
you're so funny.
Oh,
Nick.
God, how long were they fucking clapping?
7 minutes. So this Jesus was a 7 minute standing ovation.
Did she fucking so cure anything? Oh, look, Olivia.
Really like this
look
movie.
At how she's looking to the clap like this. Where you like clap towards them and look like I hate you.
Yep.
Look. Again. I don't know if anyone's even going to see this movie at this point.
7 minute stand. They all will because we're all talking about it.
I don't know.
Everybody. And the trailer looks great. So we're all going to see this fucking thing. We all want to find out who this girl is. Nick Kroll, is he not with Amy Poehler anymore then, I'm assuming?
Oh my gosh, for
what?
So
that's,
long.
That's old news.
Bro.
And also, this is what Nick Kroll does, right? He swoops in after
he's a swooper.
On Poehler after Arnett was
and
done.
And he's got he's a fuck ton of money and nobody knows about
he's
it.
He's a billionaire. Comes from a billionaire family.
Yeah, he comes from a billionaire family. So
on
like,
top of having his own shit, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So and he's funny in real life. Like, he's a funny dude in real life, so I'm not going to shit on Nick Kroll at all.
No, he's fine.
He is.
They're all fine.
Yeah.
They're all fine. And
you want to know something that's going to make you happy about this, James?
Please.
Okay. So they go by these ovations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yay. And it's like, ooh, somebody got 4 minutes. Somebody got seven. That's awesome. It must be amazing. Guess who got the most?
Who?
Your boy B-Fridge. Sure did. He was crying. Can you pull up
Thank
the Brendan Fraser?
God. Now this is the story I want to talk about.
So this is the
and
movie
and I don't want him
the
to
whale.
Lose any of that weight either. Yep.
And so Venice is kind of the last film festival, the Venice and Toronto, that kind of is a precursor for the Oscars. And then these movies come out, which is why you see like all the serious movies this time of year. And B. Fraser started crying.
I'm not going to say that I rekindled his career, but I kind of did. And I'm not going to say he should thank me, but he should thank me.
It's a Renaissance.
Oh,
look at that.
Look at him. Yeah. Sweet boy. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You're all caught up in it now.
Oh, because I just love him. I love him.
I know.
I love him.
I know. I know you do.
Always have and always will.
So, looks good.
Good for him.
Movie looks good. And that was the one. And everybody thinks he's going to be nominated for an Oscar because of it. So, we'll see what happens. This is the Renaissance, though.
Now,
it's starting.
I'm a little disappointed because I thought he gained. How much is he supposed to weigh in the movie? It's like 600, 800 pounds.
Yeah. Were you hoping he
gained
the full
amount?
I'm
a little disappointed because I thought he went full.
Christian Bale would have.
Oh, yeah, 100%. He's just, Brendan's like just in the beginning. And I think he probably couldn't do that or else he would die, maybe. But I'm a little disappointed that he just gained enough for like the face to work.
He did, yeah. And they said they put a fat suit on him and everything. I watched the interview afterwards, but
you can't get an Oscar for a fat suit. You got to go full.
Part of this that a lot of people are forgetting is it's Darren Aronofsky who directed this. So
true.
He brings it every time.
True.
This movie is going to be sweet. I'm looking forward to it. But I like this type of bullshit that's going on right now.
Okay.
At least it's interesting again, and we're out of like the. I mean, I can't do the Will Smith shit. Like, I was already over the Will Smith shit before the slap of like the fake laughs and the whole thing and everything else.
Sure.
And I was like, all right, great. Let's see some real people and some fights and some Shia LaBeouf shit and everything else.
Right.
Because I made you listen to that interview in the car when we were driving, and it was like, dude. How intense was that for 2 hours, that guy?
I mean, he's definitely going through a moment in his life. We'll see how
it's
long
great.
It lasts.
That's the most, dude, if you want to, besides our podcast, if you want to listen to one interview that is as raw as it'll get, that one, it's called The Real Ones with John Bernthal. Mm-hmm. Just listen to the Shia LaBeouf interview. Holy shit, dude. That was a fucking hour and a half that I could not stop listening to, where you're just like, it's amazing. And I've almost heard it twice now at this point, where I'm just like, holy shit, dude.
They did it at his house in Ojai on the hills.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
Who's Shia's house?
No.
Okay.
Barenthal.
Oh, gotcha,
or whatever,
gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, that was intense.
It really was.
Yeah, let's go.
It really was.
And I bring him up because that could have been him in this movie. He was supposed to be the lead of this movie, not
right.
Harry Styles.
Right. And that was my first disappointment, where I was like, how could I ever see this movie the same? Like, if I knew Shia was going to be in it, which I've already said, but
yep, you said this last
week. I can see it. I can't see it any other way now.
No, I get it.
Like, there's no way that little ding dong, as great as he is at many things.
Yeah.
There's no way that he could bring.
Not what Shia can do.
No.
Not what Shia can do at all.
No.
But that was a really great interview. He talked about that and talked about her. The Olivia Wilde shit is just fucking wild because she just keeps getting caught in all these lies, and like I'm over all her bullshit and everything else. And
I think if you're in this shit for long enough, things will be exposed, right? Like if you're in it long enough, if you're front facing long enough, if you're, you know, putting yourself out there hardcore, like it all will be exposed.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I want Meghan Markle to keep talking. Keep doing that podcast, girl, because it will, it just keeps, you cannot hide from that. When you put yourself out there and think that you're being real or think that you're being certain way.
I'll talk about that since we're on it. Fucking Meghan Markle's bullshit was not real. I know all the headlines over the weekend were Meghan Markle tops Joe Rogan for the number one podcast on Spotify. No, it's simply not true.
Well, everybody
Joe gets 11 million downloads per episode.
Right.
There's not one prayer that beat that or was even close. Spotify is the one that backed up the truck and paid her all the money. They put her at number one. That is not real numbers for a show. None of us can touch Joe Rogan, and we're not close.
And it's like the
per day.
It's like the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards. Guess who's winning all the awards?
The iHeartRadio. Yeah.
Thank you. Like, you know, it is what it is. We know, you know, what numbers are and how charts can be manipulated. So it's fine.
Did you listen
to doesn't matter.
Her interview with Serena Williams?
No, I listened to clips, and that's literally all I can do because I can't handle her voice and her shit for that
long. Serena's hard because she doesn't talk that much either. So I can't imagine what that would be.
It's literally like being, you know, you're at a party. There's two girls talking next to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. Boring. Just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're overhearing two moms talking at a party. That's it.
They're both of them are kind of introverts anyway. So like, I don't know what they would possibly really chat about besides that and being like super famous. But yeah, that show is definitely not number one. So if you looked at those numbers, and I know the media wants to take down Joe Rogan every single chance they get. Good luck. You're not even close.
I don't know,
for those numbers to be exposed.
The way that like first day numbers or day of, if he didn't have an episode that day or whatever, like even when he was the number one on iTunes forever, every once in a while, there'll be a new show that pops above him for what? A week and goes back down.
Sure.
So like that's not unheard of and it doesn't really matter. But again, it's people not understanding how podcasts work or even how to listen. So they're just like, he beat him. It's like, no, maybe he didn't have an episode. Maybe her day one downloads were people trying to like actually did want to hear. It's not going to stay there. Like they don't understand that, or they just wanted the headline or whatever it may be. But it is possible.
It's not. Not on this one. So Spotify doesn't do that. They don't do by subscribers. iTunes does. They'll do the overall charts by subscribers. But if you look at the day-to-day charts, those are the ones that are genuine.
Yeah.
Nobody's beaten Joe Rogan. I think the day he had, the day she had Serena Williams on, he had Aaron Rodgers on his episode. So no, you weren't touching that either.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. You're not touching that.
More importantly, for you guys.
Uh-huh.
Dipped into a little of the House of Hammer.
Oh, did it start?
Yeah.
You fucker. You watched it without me?
Did you want to watch it?
Yes. A guy eating girls? Like
that's what? Not what it is.
Oh, it is. Carving his initials into girls' thighs and then sucking their blood? Yeah, I won in, dude. How was it? How many did you watch?
I watched one.
Okay.
And all I'm going to say.
Sure.
I'm just going to say one thing.
Yeah.
And then we can move on because you need to watch it. We might talk about it, whatever. Yeah. All I'm going to say is before he, like his third DM always to these girls was about fucking tying them up, eating them and biting them.
Okay.
DM in your DM.
Yeah.
You haven't met, you haven't talked on the phone, you haven't anything. He puts it right out there. This is what I'm fucking into.
It's great.
You in?
Yeah.
They were in.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
So he got to eat people.
No, he's not eating people.
Come on.
He's biting and tying up and BDSM shit.
Okay.
He's just an amateur. He doesn't know how to, like, he's trying to find real, just normal girls and turn them into that.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, going through the right avenues of finding people that are into the shit you're into. But you guys know me, whatever. All I'm going to say is that if you get a DM from some guy,
yeah,
I don't care who it is, and he tells you straight out, I want to meet up with you. This is the shit I want to do. Are you in? And you meet up with them.
You can't be shocked. That's what he asked.
Yeah, okay.
What is it? What's
that's
the
all
say?
I can't say anymore, but
when someone tells you who they are, believe them.
Thank you, Oprah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Oprah knew about this BDM. Yeah. Like, she got it.
Yeah. Hey, I want to eat you. Oh, he's kidding and handsome.
He's kidding and handsome. I'm thirsty. He's Army Hammer, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So was he? I mean, it's fucking scary, right?
Is
once
it?
You meet up, if so these girls met up and didn't really want to do it,
yeah,
that's scary. But why?
Why do they meet up? Why do they meet up right with them then?
If someone sent me that fucking DM, I don't care who it is.
Yes, for the Big Mac, you got a Big Mac.
I would pretty, I could, you can block. That's the thing, yeah, I don't fucking understand. Like, you are not being followed. Like, they are not showing up at your door. They are on your fucking phone. And you can block and do all the things so that they cannot contact you anymore. And some dum-dum like Army Hammer, spoiled little fucking shit, if you still meet up with him after he says that, what do you think? He's like, cool. It's fucking on, yeah, right?
He's like, well, I told her and she
I
showed up.
I told her she showed up. Like, she's acting shy, but like, maybe that's what it is. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nom, 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 nom.
That's all I'm fucking saying. That's all I'm going to say. And his family was fucked up. But, well.
Thanks for watching without me, you know?
I mean, there's two more episodes.
I waited for Manti Te'o, you know?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Didn't watch. Sure didn't. I waited for Manti Te'o and watched. I did. Because we were hoping to see him at the game. I thought that would have been a nice comeback for him to come back to the Notre Dame game.
I think he'll come to Notre Dame. He won't come to Ohio State.
Maybe.
Right? Like,
I mean, but all
if
the,
you're going to trot him
all
out.
The big people were there. Like, that's one you want to be seen at. I think even Ohio State would have been. That crowd would have gave him some respect after that.
I don't know. If I were him, I would go back to Notre Dame and get some fucking love.
He might.
And then just disappear again.
Well, he might. We saw his girlfriend there. I'm kidding.
Yeah. So
I'll never let it go.
No,
I mean,
no. It was a fun little time for you.
Yeah, yeah. It was a great time. Yeah. We all had fun with it, yeah, you know? Yeah. Wild documentary, though. Jesus Christ. That thing. My God. I mean, you want to talk about going through it. She wrote that trans person. She ruined his life. I mean, just ruined his fucking life for no reason.
Well,
and then made it all about her. Whoever the director was too, of that fucking thing should be shot.
I do want to say, yeah, hot take. Fuck that documentary.
Yeah.
Can what, we talk Delco? About not necessarily the glow up of Manti Te'o? Because he does look great, right?
So good.
He looked great.
His dad.
Yeah.
His dad lost so much weight.
Oh, yeah. His dad looks good.
Dad looks good. Yeah. Everything else.
No, like, I mean, if you really sit back, you go, okay, he's on top, right? Like, he's married, he looks way better, he lives in fucking Hawaii, he has two kids, he's fine, right?
Right.
But also, fuck that director and fuck that documentary.
Yeah, I mean, I felt awful for him after watching it. I didn't know any of that side of the story. Like, I thought he was just a gay dude walking around the world and was kind of embarrassed about it. It turns out he really genuinely got catfished before catfish even existed, and he got boned in that one pretty bad. I mean, the lengths that woman or man or dude or whatever went to trick him too, with getting the
giving that person that much like sympathetic screen time was fucked up.
Fucked up. Yep, I agree.
That's all I'm gonna say.
But it was
really, really fucked
it was
up.
Good. If you haven't watched it, do you have the Airtable? Mine is locked out.
Jess, it was kind of like what you were saying, though. She hung herself with the amount of exposure she had. She came off really worse. Like, she came off worse.
Oh, yeah, worse. Way worse.
No, you're right. You think, though?
Yeah.
You don't think people were, like, sympathizing with
nobody,
her a little?
If you go
no
on,
one?
If you
okay.
go on
no, I, so I agree. Okay. I agree with you. However,
okay,
the
good.
Director sympathized with her.
Okay. No, but he's right. People
and
will.
Yeah,
people
I think
will
people
make
watched
their own.
And had the same opinion that we did.
I think that's what I was hoping, that people actually like hated her still.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not like felt bad for her in any way.
No one does. No one did, for sure.
Let me see if I have it.
I went to Twitter as well, and I was like, all right, cool. Yeah, you want to...
What is it?
What do we got, Bobby? What do we got here?
Sorry, man.
Ghost bed.
What? We got ghost bed today? Who else? Oh, shit. Let's go, fam.
My bookie.
Yeah.
Interessant.
Let's go. Ghostbed.com/drinkerbus. We got sponsors to put the shit wagon on the air today. Every time we go to a hotel and we don't have the ghost bed, I notice. It's just not even close.
I know.
It's not even close. It's the only thing I hate about traveling. It's just not fucking close. So today's the last day. 50% off all the mattresses. The Labor Day sale ends tonight at midnight. If you haven't got one, go there and get it. 50% off the Ghost Lux mattress. You get two free pillows with a mattress. You get all the things there. 50% off the bundle package. All that is going through midnight tonight. Go get yourself a new mattress, kids. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. They got a 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credits. Even with the 50% off, it's still good with that. And then you can walk out of there with a brand-new bedroom set, this time for about fucking 18, 20 bucks a month. But it ends at midnight tonight. We are in a recession. Ghostbed is sympathetic to that. Go and get yourself a mattress. Next up, we got mybookie.com, Jabes. Whew. I want to apologize to my bookie this week.
Why? Oh, because you...
I won all of the things. I think out of...
Except for the Ohio State, right?
I got Ohio State in the teasers, and that was nice, real nice. And we'll go into it on the show today about taking these teasers. Everybody's like, why do you do that? And it's just to buy some points in case you feel like it's too much. The only one... I lost two straight up. I had two bets that were straight up. It was Utah, -2. Didn't get to see it until I got back to the hotel and saw the highlights because it was on at the same time. That was a Russell Wilson Super Bowl type choke out of Utah. I don't know what the fuck they were doing, those guys.
You have to travel on the road. True home game or true road game.
It was, but I, out of a quarterback that good, it was surprising that he made that mistake.
There's guys in Utah puking on the sidelines. They couldn't handle the humidity.
I'm sure. Look, it's hot as hell across the nation. I know LA is going through that heat wave right now, and it's getting bad there. So that I understand. I just saw the last series, and it didn't really make sense, his decision. Either way, with the teasers, one plus a point. And I'm sorry, my bookie. We want all the things off you this weekend. Not real. I'm not sorry. I don't care if they go bankrupt. That's our job, okay? We pick winners on the show. That's what we do. The NFL is starting on Thursday nights. Big game. Bills versus Rams live from Los Angeles. Whew. Tried to take the Bills at -2. It's already up to -2.5. I am going hard on that game, and I am going for the Bills on Thursday nights. You can bet on all of college football and the NFL. Everything is back across the board. We got college on Thursday as well. Big college games on Saturday, Alabama versus Texas. That spread is -20. I am taking Alabama. Hopefully that won't go past 21 points. Bet now while you can. Go to mybookie.com. Enter the promo code DRINKINBROS to double your deposits all the way up to $1,000 at mybookie.com. Man, we took them down this weekend. Heard them. We heard them this weekend. It was nice. Last but not least, we got the Monk Pack. Baby! Monkpack.com.
Do you even monk?
Do you even monk, bro? What do we got?
What the monk, dude?
What the monk's up with you?
What the monk is up with you? Monk Pack, do we have any?
Yes. So it's stashed away. People are already hiding at the new office, but we do have the Monk Pack.
Okay.
We got it. Okay. Stashed away. Tell everybody what
if you don't know what Monk Pack is. Monk Pack is keto granola bars and nut and seed bars. Even if you're not keto or doing any of that shit, it's still a really good tasty snack to grab instead of, I mean, I won't name other bars that you can grab that are like 300 calories, stuff like this. But really good, amazing flavors. I, of course, love the caramel and sea salt because I'm a candy bar lover and I need a substitute or else I'm going to grab a candy bar.
Yeah. Candy bar. Candy bar. Real life candy bar.
What do you like? Coconut, right?
Yeah, dude. That sea salt caramel and the coconut one is the fucking jam, dude. All of them are great. What you're going to do is go to monkpack.com, use promo code Nooners for 20% off there. Get that variety pack, dog. That variety pack is the jam.
It's good to have on hand. Just order it before you need it
mm-hmm.
because you want to grab something that's a little bit healthier before you have to go and get something that's not. It's also gluten-free, plant-based, and non-GMO. No sugar alcohols. You guys know those things make you shit your pants. They yep. don't have that.
They don't have that in there.
They use natural sugar substitute. They're amazing. 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and enter the code Nooners at checkout.
MUNKPACK.com, promo code Nooners for 20% off at checkout. They've got a 100% happiness guarantee where if you don't like their product, you can either exchange it for something else or just get your money back. So who cares? Go to monkpack.com. Use promo code Nooners for 20% off. Another one went down today, Jabes.
What?
Mental health issues. I think that's what everybody's doing. Yeah. That's what it says.
Is this one mental? Go ahead.
It says, yes, it says mental health issues. Justin Bieber has just canceled his world tour. That is breaking news right now. He's pulling the plug.
D'Anthony's he said he's be got to make his health a priority. Yeah.
Yeah. Got to make your health a priority.
Yeah.
That's the new out now these days. You got to take a mental health break.
Well, with him, I didn't know it was mental because he also physically is very unwell. Yeah. So I didn't know it was also mental. So he's fucked up.
Yeah, I mean,
his face is falling on the side. He's got Lyme's disease.
Ramsey Hunt syndrome.
His wife is fucking the same thing. She had a stroke. I mean, I would look in the walls of their house. I'm just saying. But, you know, I guess cancel the tour is another way.
Yeah. He said, after he got off stage in Brazil, the exhaustion overtook me. And I realized that I need to make my health a priority right now. And a source close to him says a significant reason for the suspension is mental health. He's been struggling the last few years and it has taken its toll. Is it just the marriage or is it the weird church? Like, what you reckon there?
I think it's everything.
What do you got in that backpack?
I'm just a little wipe.
Okay, sure. Sure. What happened there? Did you spill
on
yourself?
I guess I'm going to use a diaper.
Yeah, go ahead. Did you spill on yourself?
No, I spilled on the computer just a tiny bit. It's not a problem.
There it
it's
is.
Not
yeah.
a problem,
you bet.
But you
now
know.
Wipe that up with a diaper.
But I don't want it to mess anything up.
Go ahead.
Anyways, you know, I think he's been at it for a very long time, right? I mean, at this point, it's like somebody that could retire as far as like the years that he's been doing this shit, right? So, you know, as career wise, he's freaking. He's an old man, and he's starting to look like it.
Yeah, and I don't blame him, but my only problem with all this, and like Shawn Mendes and all these other fucking guys, is, you know, most of these people save up all their money to go to these shows because they're expensive, man. To get a Justin Bieber ticket for your kids or whatever is
right.
expensive. Also, the kids are excited. You get a babysitter. You get a hotel. Some people are traveling for these. You know, we had some friends that tried to go to Adele in Vegas when she fucking canceled that shit.
Oh,
we've had some friends that tried to go to that country concert where Homeboy went to the North Carolina game.
When was Bieber's tour supposed to start, Bob?
He's on it.
Oh, he's on it right now.
He's on it. And he's just
canceling the rest of the date.
Yeah.
Now, Shawn Mendes, fuck you. Bieber, look. Here's what the only thing I'm going to say about
him a pass.
I'm giving him a pass because he has, like I said, been at it. Hardcore for a very long time.
Yeah.
Touring. He does every show, every award show, everything,
yeah.
right?
I get the feeling that Justin Bieber, like, he still looks pretty good on the outside, but I think his insides are like rotten and black.
It kind of looks like that, though.
Yeah. Like, I think he has worn himself ragged.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if there's one person that probably does need to like full on take a break, it might be Justin Bieber. Do you know what I'm saying? Mendes, fuck you.
Bieber's first song came out.
Don't do this.
When I was in college.
Don't do this to me, Bob.
How old, Bob?
I was 20.
Not you. How old is this song?
2009.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't
2009.
Follow your life history.
13 years of nonstop.
Wow.
Nonstop at that age. And then on top of that, like kind of weird shit with the press and they're always after him. And then he's like fighting his way back to like win people over, right?
Mm-hmm.
From his kid escapades when he was a fucking kid.
Right.
Like egging houses and we're like, oh, cancel him.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, he's a child.
Sure.
The Mendes thing is like, he has not been at this for very long.
Right.
He just now popped.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the kind of thing that if he told his younger self that was like really wanting to do this and like finally make it, if he told his younger self that he was going to be canceling a tour for mental health, you know what I mean? They would, his younger self would be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, this is what you want.
Here's the thing that separates them to me. I think Bieber could legitimately take the next 5 years off, come back, drop a huge album, and nobody would really care. Whereas Shawn Mendes, I don't think can afford the luxury of doing that.
That's what I'm saying. He's done. And so like doing that to his career again, when it seems like he was working really hard to get to that point,
right,
seems fucking crazy to me. Bieber, you're right. Probably should have taken a break at some other point than now. But look, I don't, it's not weird. It doesn't seem like you can add him to the pile of the mental health. It seems like he may be one of the ones where you go, oh, like there shouldn't be as many, mm-hmm. but he's one that is probably real.
Maybe we'll see.
I mean, his face is falling off.
We'll see.
His face is falling off of his head.
Giorgio, do you still have your OnlyFans account rocking? I'm assuming. I'm going to need you to pull it up on your phone here for yourself. I just want to know what this chick made. A few months ago, we did a story about a girl who killed her boyfriend. Now, she alleged it was in self-defense. She's got a big OnlyFans account.
Okay.
Super hot.
Right.
And there was some shots of her covered in blood that a neighbor had took after she killed this dude.
What's
and,
her name?
Her name is Courtney Taylor. And Taylor is T-A-I-L-O-R.
Of course it is.
Of course it is, right?
Why wouldn't it be?
Super hot. And we hate this. We hate when hot girls have to go to prison for the rest of their lives because it's just a waste, you know? It's just a waste. Yeah, you can pull up that image there.
She's going
if
to
you
prison
want.
Because it wasn't self-defense?
Sure wasn't.
Okay, gotcha.
Sure wasn't. So they brought her in. Bob, if you go to, I guess this is where it started maybe, in the elevator and then went into their house. If you go to TMZ today, Bob, it's on there because they've got her in court this morning.
Okay.
And she's not wearing a bra either, which I find is interesting with a...
Well, those bras in jail, I mean, they literally like are pieces of cotton.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
they're nothing anyway.
Okay, gotcha.
So she may be wearing.
Gotcha. Okay, so yeah, let's show this picture first, Bob. So this is the one that went viral from the neighbor who took it because it was like, oh my God.
Oh,
this
that
poor,
is like
hot girl.
Slasher
is,
movie.
Oh, it
dude.
Is. Yeah, she fucking hacked him up. And she's covered in blood, still looking really hot covered in blood, and that's hard to do.
Well.
It's hard to do. Hard to look that attractive covered in blood.
Okay.
Got a lot going on there. You just slash somebody up. Because yeah. That dude was a big dude she killed. That was no Bieber. That was an inside linebacker at probably a
what the fuck
a JUCO school.
What happened?
Yeah, that's him right there. And that's her.
Okay.
Now, she hacked him up pretty good with a knife or something like that. And they got a picture of her now in court. Oh, there you go, Bob. That's a good one. You can show that shot, Bob. There we go.
Oh, is that her in court?
That's her in court. Up or just on the balcony of her
house.
Oh, okay.
Sorry
about that.
So we're not going
to. No, we needed to see that first,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah,
and Bob
yeah,
made
yeah.
the right move on yeah. that one. We needed yeah. to see what her OnlyFans looked like. And the yeah. reason why I'm asking you, Giorgio, is did the numbers go up on her account? Like, what is she making a month now? And do the videos last forever? Or do they pull down your account after a murder? How does that work? Take your time.
It's illegal to profit off of a crime, so I don't know if she can do any kind of like blood play per se. I haven't been able to find her on OnlyFans. It's pretty difficult. Their search feature is not really great.
So maybe they pulled down their account.
If she was a model before this, possibly could pull her down. I don't know if they can before she's convicted because she's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. So
okay.
I'm not really
yeah,
sure.
How do
it
we
should
know?
Be some sort of violated terms of service though.
Yeah. How yeah. do we know that it wasn't self-defense?
So she just got charged with second degree murder. So you know that world. What is a second? What's a second degree murder?
It's without planning.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's.
So you just kind of did it.
Well, it's that they were having some kind of fight and it's a passion, something like this. Like she didn't think about it beforehand. Things just got escalated. So I guess that's not, I guess you could that be self-defense too though?
Who knows? So she stabbed him with a knife in a condo. She claimed it was self-defense.
Okay.
Her lawyer is claiming she was a victim of domestic violence.
Right. Well, you have to.
Human trafficking? Now, here's where things get weird. Human trafficking? And allegedly, she got arrested in Hawaii. She was there getting treatment for PTSD, I'm assuming from this incident.
Yeah, someone look up the boyfriend. Like, I don't know much about her, but this is, like, kind of starting
to pop that. Yeah, pop that elevator
open.
Yeah,
so they're saying that what?
Yeah, so basically, the boyfriend probably ran stuff or helped her with stuff, got frustrated with something. They're in an argument. She's trying to leave. He probably won't let her leave. I don't know.
Well,
she is very clearly starting it.
Oh. Yeah, this looks aggressive here.
And he's just holding her.
That's what you can do. He's trying to get the
just because
fuck
she started that doesn't mean that he didn't get pissed and try and end it, though. Do you know what I mean?
Well, we'll see here.
Like, this looks pretty frustrating.
He seems very, like, coy. So, like, the whole human trafficking aspect of it, like, maybe he, like, they got in something together too much. He's making her do stuff she doesn't want to do now.
He's, hitting her back pretty hard.
He's just pushing her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. It could be some type of pimp situation where he was renting her out off of OnlyFans and was getting some cash for that. Because down in Miami, let's face it, that shit happens all the time. That's like the capital of... Oh, hey, you're hot on Instagram. Do you want to fly me to Dubai or anything? Or what can I do?
Yeah, but unless there's cameras inside her place, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
How are you going to know that
it
wasn't?
Not sure. But it's the as you can see, Bob, if you go to TMZ, they've got her inside the courtroom there. And
yeah, because she's still going to have, no matter what, she's still going to have to go
gonna be
to
a murder
trial.
Yeah.
Yeah. And her defense is going to say that it was self-defense.
Yeah.
And then they can go from there. But you have to...
I always think about the time on these things. Like, the length of time she'll be in prison for this trial is fucking forever.
Yeah, it's going to be
There was a guy, a rapper down in Florida, YMW Melly, I think his name is, killed his buddies. Yeah, murder on my mind. Murder on my mind guy. I got murder on my mind, murder on my mind. Oh, there we go. Is she in the... She's got the orange thing. Look at that. Damn it, man. Why do we have to... If you're a level of hot, they should just kind of let you go. You know? Let's chalk that up to the dude. Yeah, or put a crop top
on her. Let her tie that top
Let her
top
tie that
up.
Off. Yeah. For the people.
Yeah.
For the people. But homeboy went in 3 years ago now. And that trial is, like, they're just now picking jurors for it.
Mm-hmm.
He killed both of his best friends in a car, so.
Sure, and that's what the song is about?
Murder on My Mind.
Yeah, correct. So,
but that trial still hasn't started.
Open and shut case there.
And the mom is on his Instagram saying he's still in prison, and it's been 3 years. And it's like, that's how long this shit takes, man.
Did you see the Young Thug case? They're trying to intimidate witnesses.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Which, look, I would be too. You know,
it seems like you're almost guilty if you do that.
Well, so the prosecution is saying they're asking for bail, and the prosecution is saying no, he'll go and intimidate witnesses. He already has, or his crew has, and it's like, well, you're not going to stop that. So I kind of understand it, but now that's a federal case, so that's going to be a long fucking time for those guys. And I think they're 0-2 on trying to get out on bond at this point. So I don't think that's going to happen whatsoever. But yeah, man, what a fucking bizarre story.
Do we even talk about the Tiffany Haddish thing or just leave it?
Yeah, we can. So this is a strange one because I don't really know much about this. I know it was a sketch that it was either put on Funny or Die.
It wasn't. And it was like two sketches.
Okay. And what was the outcome of this?
So they're being sued by the mom of these two kids. Actually, they're being sued by the kids that are now, 20 and 14?
Yeah.
At the time, I guess Tiffany Haddish was friends with the mom and asked these kids to be in sketches, not just one, but two, and had them do some pretty fucking disgusting stuff.
What was it? Do you know?
They're not saying, and they aren't, and it's not available, and Funny or Die is saying they would never have put it up anyways. it was submitted to them, but they would never.
Okay. Because you can also upload it on your own. You used to be able to over there.
Right. Yeah. But I think they were trying to get on Funny or Die or something. I've never really loved Tiffany Haddish.
And somebody else. It was a
yes.
Ari Spears.
Yeah, Ari Spears. He is the comedian from Mad TV, does all the impressions and everything else. Strange. I'd like to see the sketch first to put it in context because I don't know what it was. Do you see it?
Well, there's the first one that they got them to kind of like be involved in doing sketches with them. I guess they were like pretending to suck off sub sandwiches, the kids. And then they paid them like $100. They left. And then Tiffany, I guess, went back to them, went to the girl and had her come back to do another sketch for Funny or Die. And that one, they won't even talk about, and I guess was really disgusting, and they were molested at that time.
So this second one is interesting.
Tiffany and the guy.
So the second sketch is, I'll just read from the AV Club.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
A year later, Haddish reportedly approached the family once more about a second sketch for Funny or Die, centered on John, as in John Doe, then age 7. This sketch, titled Through a Pedophile's Eyes, featured Spears in character, ogling the boy character who spends most of the video in his underwear. According to the Daily Beast, in another sequence, Spears smokes a cigarette while observing the child nude in a bathtub and pours water on his feet. According to the suit, after filming, Mr. Doe called his mother crying, saying that he did not want to film anymore.
Right. Right.
Show business was cracked up to be.
Yeah, strange.
Alone in some apartment. And by the way, I've filmed stuff for Funny or Die, you know, under that whatever, because basically anyone can say, oh, we're filming for Funny or Die, even though it's not their production. They're just going to submit it or whatever. So a lot of sketchy stuff was done under the name of Funny or Die back in the day. So it makes sense for that. What?
And because I'll say this, like I having worked there, they had a budget for sketches and everything else, and they were sanctioned by them. You were signing waivers through them, everything else. But I'm saying if this actually was, they would have the paperwork for it, and they clearly do not.
It was probably at a time, like I was saying, when I was doing it, where Funny or Die just kind of turned into this, it kind of devolved from the Will Smith of it all into like anyone was making Funny or Die and submitting, or
right.
a bunch of people were working for them and they were kind of farming out a lot of stuff. What, Delco?
Oh, so I guess Ari Spears was in Austin this weekend and he went to like a local roast battle. And
don't do that.
Was Mike Eaton there?
Don't do that.
No comment. One of the comedians went up against Ari Spears and was like, I guess if you're here, Tiffany's with the kids. And he broke down laughing, though. Like, so I don't know if he sees this as like a serious
allegation. Was it Mike? It had to have been Mike.
I don't know if they're taking it seriously, right? Like, it may not.
I haven't seen the sketch.
It may not even be.
It might not. I haven't seen the sketch.
I think that when they're talking about grooming, it's like you're playing a little fast and loose with that as far as like you've used them in a sketch before. And then they came back to another sketch. But.
She also hosts a children's show. I would really want to see the sketches first before making a judgment on this.
They're
We're
totally
not making
wiped.
A judgment. We're just saying.
Oh, they're wiped across the board.
We're just saying what's going on.
Yeah.
We're not making any judgment, except for that I don't really like her that much. But
me neither.
But other than that.
Whatever.
And also, I never believed that good of a story. You know? Of like, I lived in my car and I just came up and now I'm fucking famous and awesome. I just never believe. Fully, that's all there is.
Okay.
So, but beyond that, that's what's going on. It's an ongoing investigation. She can't talk about it. He can't talk about it, but it will, something will happen. They're being sued.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So it's going to come out.
We'll find out. Funny or Die hasn't been a thing for a while. So why now, I guess?
Could it be a shakedown for money? I don't know.
That's what she said. She said it was a shakedown for money.
Right. But I mean, anyone that is. You know, a sexual abuser or whatever can say that and do. They all do.
But it's on camera.
They're just
on camera. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll find out. Was Mike there? He had to have been.
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, all right. He's usually like, he usually crushes everybody those things. He's like a local legend on those goddamn things. Mike from Highly Social.
Maybe he had something better to do.
Maybe he was opening up for Louis C.K. again somewhere. Who knows? There was a film, though, that, by the way, that beat it. And I'm sorry to bring this up, but Colin Farrell's new film. That was the longest ovation on there.
Colin Farrell.
Yeah, the actor.
Yeah, which, what movie is that?
It's a movie called, I can't even pronounce this, something Banshees in...
Space?
Inishers? Inishurns or something like that. It looks like a fucking Irish movie.
Banshees, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's supposed to be ruthless, yeah.
Banshees of Inisharan.
That's
yeah.
it, that's it.
Good Lord, that is the most Irish thing I've ever heard
it
in my
sure
life.
It sure is. And I think it's him and Brendan Gleeson, so like... Yeah, you're getting all the Ireland in this movie. I wouldn't be surprised if fucking U2 scores this thing. So that was the record there. If you
oh,
know.
It's another Martin McDonagh movie. Oh,
okay.
This is the guy that did In Bruges. So the In Bruges cast is back together.
Oh, you know what you're getting out of that.
I'm excited for this movie.
Same
now.
Same here.
Colin of course Farrell's you awesome. Are, you white motherfucker.
Yeah, Bob only sees white movies.
Yep.
Bob's never been excited about a black
He's
movie before.
Only Someone, excited.
I learned who Tyler Perry was last week.
Yeah. And not impressed. He's not impressed.
I learned that they're actually filming Beverly Hills Cop 4 right now for Netflix. And that was depressing.
Oh, that's real. Okay.
Sure is. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is in it. Netflix is paying for it. And
gosh,
and they've already
one.
Started
I cannot,
filming.
I just cannot. I cannot get totally on board with that guy. I know people love him.
I know.
There's
I know.
Just a piece missing.
Yeah.
From all of his performances.
I saw the first photo from it. He looks great. Look, Eddie Murphy doesn't age at all. He looks sure. great, but I don't want to see this movie. I don't want to see any more sequels that are from 30 years ago. We had one that worked out of 80, and that was it.
Yeah, well, I mean...
I'm not like the valet thing for... Ferris Bueller's Day Off that just got announced. I'm not amped about that at all.
I don't know. I'm interested.
It's such a specific thing that when I say it, mm-hmm. you know what it is.
Yep.
Do you know, you guys know who the valets are from Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
The ones who stole the car?
Yeah.
I reckon like that Joy. One guy, the weird face guy, is in a bunch of stuff, but I don't know who he is.
What country do you think this is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the guy, and that's, I still remember every line from that movie. Now, I don't know if they're using the actual dudes because they would be in their late 60s now at this point, probably,
mm-hmm.
or if they're getting new valets for that. But if we're down to making movies about the valets in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, we're all kind of fucked here going forward, right?
I'll be fine. What is it? Just movies? I'm good. My life will not be affected.
Maybe, maybe not.
I either go or I don't.
TV,
really
TV shows
goes.
Are going. People are so pissed off about this Game of Thrones shit. I mean, wow. just the anger in people. They're just
watching
like,
it, though.
They're watching it. They're not going to stop watching it. Did the Lord of the Rings drop? Is that why they stopped the reviews on that fucking thing? It did, yeah.
Wait, what are they mad about with Game of Thrones?
Just that it sucks. They're not really amped
everyone
about it.
Loves it. What, everyone I've talked to loves it.
Everybody's coming up with these casting choices online who they wish was in the actual series that aren't in the actual series.
I've seen no bad words
There's,
about it.
Yeah. No,
I'm,
like,
I'm
it
staring
might
at
be
it right now,
than,
and I don't know these people. It's two blonde dudes.
Matt Smith?
Taron something. I can't even pronounce his fucking last name, but... they wanted those guys to be in it, and now people are pissed off about the Lord of the Rings thing. So that started. You guys watch that?
Giorgio has, but yeah, no. The Game of Thrones fucks. It's okay. great.
All right.
Yeah. They do love it. Again, if they had anything to say, it would be it's hard to look at a couple of the characters, but other than...
And
well,
I think that's why
them.
They wanted these blonde guys to
yeah,
do it.
He had a scene that just happened that like I think he turned the crowd.
Turned the crowd?
He turned okay. the crowd with his performance.
Turned the All crowd.
Right. All right. People were hoping for these pretty little blonde dudes. One of them is a Skarsgård. And hey, man, I don't watch the show, so not my fucking problem. I don't have a dog in this fight. I like the rest of you dummies. How is Lord of the Rings, Giorgio? Good or bad? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Is it really? The reviews were so terrible that Amazon stopped it, and they're saying it was trolls. People are saying it's awful. I won't know either way, but what they're saying is... Elon Musk apparently came out and said it's terrible, and he was a huge fan, but he also hates Jeff Bezos, so who knows?
Yeah, no, I think people are liking it.
Yeah, everyone here in the chat saying you're reaching right now.
Fantasy author is not taking Elon Musk's criticism of Lord of the Rings sitting down.
Oh, what's he doing? Standing he says, up?
Elon Musk doesn't come to me for advice on how to fail to buy Twitter, and I don't go to him for film, TV, or literature criticism. So Musk is pissed off about it. He hates it. He's a huge fan of it. Amazon.
Oh, well, if actually Musk doesn't like it,
stopping people from reviewing the show on Amazon Prime right now, which is fun. But that happens to like conservative books every time where they have to fucking shut it down.
People review bomb shit constantly. Captain Marvel got review bombed back in the day because people hated it. I mean, it was fine.
Like, why is that? Why did that? Like, why spend the time on it is what I don't really get.
I don't know. And here's the other thing, too. What idiot? What empty brained, no opinion having motherfucker is like, oh, well, there's 5 stars on Netflix. I guess I'll watch it.
Oh, I don't even look.
Right. Who looks at their reviews?
No, I don't. I just...
I do. I look at them. I'll take a peek.
If I'm buying like a car seat for a baby, I'll look at a couple.
Yeah.
But other than that, I really don't.
Musk says
I'll give it a chance.
Tolkien is turning over in his grave right now.
It doesn't fucking matter what Musk says.
He's a huge fan of this fucking shit.
I know, so. But I think we've learned that he doesn't really speak for the people anymore.
Right. Never has. Devout Catholic never is turning has. Over in his grave over a lot of other things.
Yeah. Yeah, Musk is a contrarian, and if whatever he says, we can pretty much know that it's the opposite, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So if everyone's liking it, maybe. I mean, that's usually Delco's role, but right now it's Musk.
Yeah, it is.
Delco's saying, I love it. Musk is saying it sucks.
Yeah. Well, Musk is saying he hates Lord of the Rings. Now, the other people were bitching about casting choices, and the other make them up, Game of Thrones. So.
Yeah, but also half the cast is going to get replaced because they're going to time jump midway through the season.
Yeah, and then they're all going to turn super hot.
That and so if that's what people are bitching about and they want, then you should definitely do it, you know?
They literally jumped 3 years last episode, and it's the third episode.
Okay, cool. Then how many people are actually in this goddamn thing then? Because then you've got to really cast for the future.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be seasons, so who knows?
Yeah.
It's not going to be like
how
a
many hundreds
thing.
Of years are they apart
from the original? Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be like what, like 180 years before?
Yeah, 200 years before, which was kind of shortened up from the books. It's supposed to be like closer to 1,000 years during some time periods. They also did that in the beginning of Lord of the Rings. They went through like 3,000 years in like 5 minutes. But yeah, Lord of the Rings looks awesome. It looks better than the Game of Thrones does. Like, I didn't think they would be able to make it look as good as the movies. But they did. And when you hear the big $1 billion number, that's because half of it was just for the rights.
Can I just see that gold thing on your neck a little bit? Oh, I love it.
You got a gold chain now? I love it.
No, it's just a little like a little temporary
tattoo.
It's like a henna
tattoo, yeah.
That's fun.
Flash tat, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Was that with a lady? That's got to be from a date, I would imagine.
We're not going to talk about, right?
It's not like he did that on his own. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying we're not. I'm respecting Giorgio's choice to not have us ruin every relationship in his life. That's all. And then when it's over, he can talk about it.
Sure.
You know.
Sure. Just give it a few weeks. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all.
It's going to be on his time.
It sure will be. And we respect it, Giorgio.
Yeah, we respect it, Giorgio.
We absolutely respect it. And we're here to respect
it.
Yep. Okay?
Yeah. We're not going to look it up or put it up or anything.
Not at all.
Okay.
Right. We're all proud of you.
We're all proud of you. We're here for you.
I'm sure she doesn't drink.
Nope.
Braces, maybe.
No braces.
No braces this time?
Nope. All right.
I didn't know if that's a kink. Sometimes that's a kink for people, you know?
Well.
The braces. You go to Pornhub and type in braces. Huge segment of that.
You go to Pornhub and press in anything. Literally think of any phrase. And there's going to be a community for it. I promise you that. That's a fun thing about porn, right? There's a top for every pot.
Sure.
There's a video for everything that you're thinking. I love it.
Is there Game of Thrones and shit like that? Like, or Lord of the Rings? Do people dress up like hobbits?
Did you just think of it in your head?
Yeah. There's a parody.
Yes, there is.
There is? Okay, cool.
Anything you can think in your head. They have done it.
What do we have down here, Bob?
I can't help what ads show up. No, all right? I just wanted to say.
Oh,
the first word that came to my mind was spaghetti.
Yep.
Oh, you get
and
spaghetti.
So he's just checking out if there's a spaghetti thing.
Right,
and
so
lo and behold.
So there is a girl just dumping out spaghetti on her bare feet.
And by the way, guys, I kind of like this.
Yeah, sure.
Because I could feel, I could feel how that feels right now.
She's got a towel down.
I mean, look,
floor.
This is showable. I know it's Pornhub, but
you
know.
Go ahead. Pop it up. Pop it up. Is it low main?
It is like a straight spaghetti. It's a spaghetti.
I might side with Dan on this one. That might be low main.
No.
It's a bit of a lie. It seems like buttered noodles, if anything.
That's a lot of spaghetti.
I don't want to take a chance with like a pop-up or something.
Oh, got it. I understand. Now she's digging her feet into the spaghetti.
I like it, guys. I mean, I have to be honest with you. I don't get a lot of them. The balloon one I kind of get, the cake one sort of. Anything anticipation-wise, I understand.
Yeah.
I like this one.
That's so much spaghetti.
I like it.
Yeah. Just so much spaghetti there. Well, actually,
I know, but like you can feel that.
No, I get it.
It's visceral.
Yeah, I can feel it.
It's visceral.
I can feel it through the screen.
Okay.
What's the opposite of ASMR, you know? Where you can feel it and smell it through the screen. What's that?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
There's got to be a stink to it through the screen. Oh, no. It's like, all right, cool.
Hello.
I'm okay with that not happening, though.
You got to have the close-ups, though. If you're
I'm
doing
okay with
feet
the feet
bits,
not coming closer.
Yeah, you got to. That's the rule, though.
She's playful.
It shows she's fun and flirty.
It is buttered, though. You're right, Bob.
Yeah, those are buttered noodles, for sure.
It's a buttered or an oil. We're not
I
sure.
I think if
but...
you went with marinara, that's what would throw it off, or it just looks like you have bloody feet.
Yeah. Like, this is the only way that you can do it.
Yeah, that's nice. That was the first thing that popped in your head, Bob, huh?
Spaghetti, yeah.
Yeah, like, think of any word.
Spaghetti on feet is what you thought
no,
of?
No, just literally spaghetti. The feet provided itself, okay, yeah.
You put in taco. You put in, I mean, anything, think.
Type in hobo sex. H-O-B-O.
No, I mean, that's too obvious.
No way. Is there?
Yeah, there's definitely hobo sex.
Yeah. That's too obvious.
Pop
any
it in.
Word. Any
Type
word.
Type in hobo sex real quick.
Here you go. Charity sex right here between horny Lily and black homeless
That's
man.
That's obvious.
Black homeless. See the homeless man. I'll tell you if he's homeless. I want a real
he's
fucking
not
homeless.
Homeless.
He's not homeless. Let's I want to see a real. So type in real homeless person. That's what
it's
I want to see.
It's not going to be on.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, it used to be, but they cleaned it up a bit because there was
that's
a
right.
problem with all the underage
yeah, there
videos.
Was.
Let's see. Like what?
Now this one might.
We got a real homeless person?
There's a whole. Like category of videos where it's dudes picking up quote unquote homeless women.
Yeah.
Right. Which is we know
like
a guy,
the bang bus.
We know
kind
a guy
thing.
Like that, Ross.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not real.
No.
It would be cool if it was. But you gotta I wanna see the whole process of them.
This guy looks dirty as shit though. This guy, that's a real homeless person. You know,
yeah, go ahead.
Jesse wins. I just got my answer.
Yeah, it appears they're paying this gentleman to take his wiener out. He's about to smoke a pipe of some sort. He's holding it in his right hand here.
Yeah.
Is that Hunter Biden?
He does have his same build.
And
so
he takes his wiener out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shows it, and then immediately he's like, I gotta hit this real quick.
Oh shit, and then hits that crack pipe?
Yeah. It was just like too easy.
Damn,
hobo.
Dog. No. Real homeless person?
I think this is a real homeless person.
Oh, you want something more difficult?
Yeah, like I want it to be like Bob was like spaghetti. That was the first thing.
All right, type in
that's popped into his head, right? So if you just like literally any word.
Shitting Snow White. A Snow White shit. Why is that too specific? That it's Snow
it
White.
I would go Snow White.
Poop is
sex
adjacent.
Like a whole other sitch. So if you go like Snow White, if that's what you're thinking, there's going to be that.
Well, let's think smaller. I think Snow White's a thing for people. What's a smaller, lesser known character in the Disney
Groot.
World?
Perfect.
Yes, perfect. Let's type in. Let's see if there's a Groot porn for that, and could you get off to it? And does Vin Diesel voice it? Do you do the voiceover?
Well, that's
for it?
You know, could you get off to it is not for us to say, but.
Yeah, you type in Groot. Is there a Groot one?
Oh, no.
Oh,
I'm
we might have.
Hold on.
There has to be,
we
bro. There
yeah, we have there's a bunch of cartoons. Now, this is Mantis having sex with Groot, it would appear.
Okay. No, you can't.
Oh, no. I don't know who she's having sex with, but this is.
That gets into the lake.
Yeah, it's not a tree.
It's not a tree. I want to see her fuck the actual tree.
Just go to Guardians of the Galaxy parody, probably.
Maybe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, there's other ones, like if you got Gamora, oh gosh, she's
there's a bunch of Gamoras.
She's blowing Thanos here in this one.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
Well, hold on, this is just two regular people.
No free ads, Bob.
Boring.
Yeah, no free ads.
Yeah, this is Gamora working Thanos on his throne in that spaceship.
Okay.
Actually, the title.
There has
that is
to
not
be a group.
What I expected.
There has
wow,
to be a
there
group.
We go.
Yeah.
There we go. They gave Thanos a huge cock in this one. Good they, for them.
Yeah. There has to be a
that
group. We
sense.
Just don't have.
Way to
time.
Go on the casting on this, by the way. This is really well done. I'm surprised by this.
I mean, it's not real.
It seems real, though. Like that looks very realistic. I mean, look at the green screen and everything. That's a nice. Look at the city
it's
shot in the
animation.
Background.
Animation.
No, that is that. Those are real people, right?
No.
This is animated.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
Lord,
even more impressed.
I can't
it's far
do this.
Away.
I can't do this anymore.
I'm far away. I'm
you
even
thought
more
they
impressed.
Were real?
It's far away. They could have greened her up. They could have greened up her body
and what?
And purpled him up.
And had a giant Thanos?
Yes.
Dude? Okay.
What?
I can't.
Why
I can't.
Couldn't you do a bodybuilder with a just
I can't
paint
explain.
It up like Thanos with
I can't
a huge
explain.
Cock?
Porn to you. I just can't.
Just paint him up. Put some body paint on. You're good to go. They did a great job. Whoever that animator, let's hire that animator to get him in here.
Right.
That's amazing.
Right.
My God, man. Okay. All right. Well, we gave you something for later. What's the name of that video, Bob? Just for the audience, in case they want to take a little piece.
It was
on.
Titled "Why Gamora's the Favorite Daughter?" Because Thanos always says in the movies, like that she's his favorite daughter.
Okay.
Now it is a step relationship. It's right. Stepdaughter, yeah. Stepfather. Yeah. So it's because it's a bit of a classic in that way.
You didn't prove me wrong. That's all I'm going to say. We just don't have time to search for
no,
it.
No, you did. Like you proved me wrong. Like you got it. I
no, we didn't see Groot, but we would if we. Literally 5 more minutes, and we would have found
Groot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No question. Yeah.
I feel positive about what we did find.
Okay, good.
So everything that you said is validated, I think, in my opinion, Japes, and I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Damn it! Thanks for tuning in, kids. We're live with Drinking Bros here in about 45 minutes. On the old Tetherball Academy Media Network. When's Robin O'Neill's show tomorrow? The new one's tomorrow for Robin O'Neill? He's on Wednesdays, right? Yeah, he's popping off on Wednesdays. And then we got sports this afternoon after that. Jam-packed day. We're back in the studio. And if you got a good tailgate for the Texas game, hit us up and let us know. And we'll bring some hard AF seltzer there on Saturday. I put a post up in Drinking Bros Austin. Private group on Facebook, and we'll try to meet you up before the game. In the meantime, go to hardafseltzer.com. We're down to 180 cases left of the OG flavors, and then that's it. New flavors are coming in. Get the old ones while you can, and go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.